or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they replied, "We're able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not to be so among you. Whoever wishes to be great must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a gift for many." May God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. You may notice that at the end there I changed the word ransom to gift. Ransom makes it sound like we've all been kidnapped and Jesus is paying the ransom for us. In truth, that could be true, but it's not. Jesus offers himself freely for us, and we are not bound by anyone except ourselves and our freedoms, and anyone we choose to be bound by. The truth is that there must be a family leaving next door, I'm guessing. The truth is that we have always been able to be in relationship with God. But we chose not to hear that, chose not to live that, chose not to follow that, chose not to have those blessings. And so Jesus comes and he says, "I came to serve. I came to serve all of you. And my example is how you need to live. You need to live to serve each other, not lord over each other, but work together as one people, following Jesus Christ as your Lord, but also following Jesus as your example." When Jesus offered himself up, and in the Roman Catholic liturgy, it's a fragrant sacrifice. He did so freely. Nobody made him. Nobody said, "If you don't do this, all of these people will perish." We would have. But nobody said that to him. He knew that the only way through this life was love, sacrificial love, the kind of love that puts someone else before you, the kind of love that a husband and wife feel for each other. Sometimes the husband makes the sacrifice, sometimes the wife. Sometimes they both make sacrifices for their children. And sometimes the children make sacrifices for their parents. Friends making sacrifices for each other. Churches, church members, doing things that are sacrificial. And it can be everything, as Marilyn listed, you know, sometimes a sacrifice is making a meal. It's not a heavy load. It's not a, A keload, it's something that you want to do. A phone call. A card. But to make a genuine sacrifice in the name of the Lord means that you need to make it in the name of the Lord, first of all, not just so you'll look good. And secondly, if you're going to sacrifice in the name of the Lord, it needs to be something that you genuinely care about. Not something that you simply pick out of the air and decide, okay, today I'll make a sacrifice for this. Jesus came because Jesus cared. Jesus loved us so much. God loved us so much that they decided that the most important thing was to do whatever it took for us to be okay. For us to be freed from sin. For us to know the kind of freedom that every human should know on this earth. The freedom to breathe and work and live and be loved and be cherished. And not just by a few, but by everyone. There are a lot of very important people in this room. But none of you is more important than the little girl in India who needs to eat. It's the truth. I know it might not feel that way, but it is. God wants you to understand that you are not more important than anyone else on earth. But God also wants you to understand you're not less important either. Some of us, for various and sundry reasons, have had to learn through our lifetimes that we are actually worth it all. Some of us grew up being told we were worth nothing. Some of us grew up being told to be silent. Some of us grew up with the great aspiration to be married so that our husbands could take care of us because for some reason we were incapable of taking care of ourselves. None of those things are true. To get married means that you two join in a union that is equal. And then become sacrificial where you put the other person ahead of yourself. But both of you do it. Not just one. Living a sacrificial life means that you get lifted up when things get going that are bad. That you have friends that you can turn to and say, please tell me I'm worth something. Because I don't feel it today. And then they will do that. They'll make that sacrifice. This passage, maybe more than any other passage in Scripture, in all of Jesus' words, reminds us that no one's higher, greater, or better than anybody else. That every single person on the earth is welcome at this table. If they want to be with Jesus, they're welcome. It doesn't matter. No conditions. I'm not even going to go through them all. Y'all know them by now. No conditions. Because nobody is better than anybody else. And nobody is worse than anybody else in the eyes of God. In the eyes of God, we are loved. We are cherished. We are beloved. We are wanted. We are children. Jesus calls his children to come. Let us pray. Almighty God, There have been so many times in many of our lives when this passage becomes so important to remind us not to get too big for our britches, but also to remind us that we are worthy of being at your table. Not because of what we do, but because we are. We exist. As children of God, let us learn more and more about the preciousness of our lives. But let us also learn more and more about the preciousness of other lives that are not like ours and don't seem as important as ours. So that when we come to the big table, we will all be truly one people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is "Shall We Gather at the River," verses 1 and 2. As we stand to sing, think about the times in your life when you sort of acted better than somebody else. And then think about those times when somebody tried to act better than you. And remember that neither one is a good feeling. That we need to be grateful and glad to see each other and be with each other and be with God. Let us stand and sing.